Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are well and thanks for tuning in. So basically what we're going to do today, guys, is, as you know, I've done a video reacting to this man's story. And I want to make something really clear. I don't want anybody to personally attack this guy in any way, shape or form. The reason I've done that video is because it's very clear that he was lying. And it was very problematic as well. He knew it himself. And even done actually a video yesterday, and you can see from his face that he seemed very, very guilty, and like he just was put on the spot. And it's very clear with, you know, there was stuff not adding up. You can watch it for yourself. I'll put a link at the end, at the actual video of his story of it, apparently converted from Islam to Christianity. Yeah, we don't have an issue. That can happen, yeah, if people don't know the truth about Islam. But to lie about it, that's not nice. And I don't believe as a Christian what he's doing is right as well. And then about the copy and paste of the prayers I asked you did not touch upon that. This man, he did not touch upon it and say, no, this, that. He was clear-cut copy and paste, you know? If you can prove us wrong, I'll clearly say this. If you can today, by tonight, release a video where you're reciting Surah Fatiha, the basic of the basic of the basics, then I might say, okay. If you can do that today, we can appreciate and, you know, maybe even apologize to you. Let's move on forward. I'm going to be touching on this video where he said there's five problems with Islam, yeah? And I'm just going to tackle each of those issues and why I believe there's five problems with actually his thought process, the way he's thinking, and not with Islam. Because if I don't understand something, that does not mean there's a problem with that thing. It means there's a problem with my understanding and my grasp, me grasping that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If I don't understand how an engine works, I'm not going to discredit the engine. It's my lack. So inshallah, this will help our Christian friends as well to understand that as well, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Laysu sawa'a. Allah tells us in the Quran that not all Christians are the same, you know, etc. So now let's just watch this video and just touch upon these issues.
So reason number one, a lot of Muslims will teach Abraham, Ishmael, Jacob, David, Jesus. They will teach that these men were Muslim. But as we know, Islam didn't really start until about 600 years after Christianity. Muhammad, for whatever reasons, he went...
Okay, so basically the first thing that he's bringing up is that how can they all be Muslims when Islam is 1400 years old? How could Abraham and Moses and Jesus can be Muslims? Okay, this is actually another proof and evidence that this man was not a Muslim, because the basic we're told that a Muslim is the one who submits his will to God. We believe Abraham did that, Moses did that, Jesus, peace be upon all of them, did that. That's what makes you a Muslim. The fact that you submit your will to God and follow the revelation. So Abraham submitted his will to God and followed the revelation he had. Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them, did the same thing. So at their time, them submitting their will to God and following it made them a Muslim. So he thinks Islam is 1400 years old. We believe Islam has been there from day one.
Went off into the caves, and in this story, Muhammad was encountered by what he said himself were demons. This is not a story I'm making up.
This is something you're making up, because I have never, ever, ever, ever heard something like this in my life. I was checking with, like, you know, my teachers, and there is no such story that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said he was encountered by devils or demons.
This is literally what Islam teaches.
No, it doesn't. And this is why it's another proof that your story doesn't add up, that you was a Muslim.
He encountered evil spirits, according to his story. These evil spirits told him that they were coming with the true message from the true God, who they were saying was Allah. His wife, Khadisha, who was not with him during this encounter, said, "No, baby, those were angels. Those weren't demons. Listen to what they were telling you." And that was the origin of Islam.
That does not make sense. Can you imagine? This story, there's no basis. No, it's not even fabricated hadith. It doesn't exist yet. Can you imagine the devils and demons coming to the Prophet and they're telling him, "Hey man, listen, we're from God, we're devils and demons." So anyone would be like, "Okay, thank you for letting me know you're a devil demon. We know God created you, you know, but I'm staying the hell away from you." So there is no such basis. I don't know where he got this from. I genuinely do not know where we got this from. This is absolute nonsense.
Reason number two, the creation, as to how men were created. This is really just speaking to many different contradictions within it. One place where it says Allah made man out of semen. Another place it says that Allah created man from the dust of the earth. Then another place it says that Allah created man from a blood clot. And then another place it says that man was created out of nothing. Just in this area, we can see so many contradictions. It's like, how was man created? For him to be confused as...
Okay, now before I come to this point, yeah, this is what about he's about to say is actually profound. This is something else, yeah? This is what's going to cause him to leave Christianity. Now, he said that there's contradiction. I want to introduce a new word to our dear friend here. There's a word called contradistinction. What that means is he's claiming, okay, was we made of semen, blood clot, from nothing, or from dirt or earth, yeah? Contradiction, if Allah said, we only created mankind from semen, then he's right, there's a contradiction, because it says only. So for example, what do I need to make a cup of tea? Yeah, I would say, to make a cup of tea, I need a tea bag. To make a cup of tea, I also need a water. To make a cup of tea, I also need sugar. To make a cup of tea, I also need milk. That's not contradiction, that's contradistinction. We are made from sperm, yeah? Eventually, we were in our mother's womb, we're like a blood clot. Allah did create us from nothing. Allah did not need pre-existing material to create us, yeah? And the original before that was earth, for example, yeah? So this is a lack of your comprehension and understanding. Now, listen to what he says very, very carefully.
How he created man, that just doesn't speak to a God who is great, who is all-knowing, and that would mean he cannot be God.
Woo! Listen to what he said. Because he thinks that's a contradiction, therefore he's saying there's no way that they can be God, because how could God not know how he created his human being? Okay, check this carefully, because to this argument, you have to leave the fold of Christianity ASAP.
That would mean he cannot be God. He cannot be God.
So he's claiming that because God didn't know, the word is know, apparently to the contradiction how he created human beings, which we just debunked, that means he cannot be God. I'm going to use the same argument. You cannot, you have to be real to yourself, yeah? When Jesus was asked, when is the hour? He said, I do not know. Not the Son, not the angels of in heaven, only the Father. Now, that means to your argument that if Jesus did not know the hour, yeah, and same when he was going to a fig tree, he did not know that it was out of season and there's going to be no figs. If God does not know, therefore it equates that God, Jesus is not God. Therefore, if Jesus is not God, you are a heretic, if you denounce that now, you have to, because you just have to stick to your word. Right now you said, if God does not know something, that means he cannot be God. You need to stick to this. This is something you cannot avoid. This is something, and I don't know how you're going to, like, yeah, and I'm not seeing this as an attack to you. I genuinely hope God Almighty guides you. Yeah, please do not take this as an attack. I'm just trying to clarify the points, because you're talking about my religion, which you should have not done, with false stories. So please do not take this as an attack, but a clarification. And please address this point. Thank you. Let's carry on.
Reason number three, what Islam teaches is that the Bible is corrupted, that it has elements of God's word, but it's been changed and altered. But the flaw with that is that Islam also says that the Quran cannot be changed or altered. The reason why it can't be changed or altered is because it's Allah's word, and Allah's word can't be changed or altered. But if you see the contradiction there, if the Bible used to be Allah's word, but it was changed and altered, how then can the Quran, which is Allah's word, not be changed or altered?
Okay, so basically what he's saying with this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his kalimat cannot be changed, yeah? His word. So what he thinks what that means is that, for example, what he has revealed. This is what, if you look at Ibn Kathir and Ibn Imam Qurtubi, rahimahullah, both of them mentioned that this is talking about Allah's laws and his decree. So when Allah decrees something to happen, nobody can change or come in the way, yeah? So he's saying, okay, how can that happen with the Bible and if that's from God? We believe God Almighty sent that to those nations at that time. What that means is he did not any way, shape, or form say that he's going to going to protect it against corruption. Yeah, they were for those people at that time, Ibrahim times, Arisam time, Moses, Jesus. Yeah, the Quran is the only scripture that has not been changed. Has not been changed. Yeah, and where God Almighty says that it is, he is the one who has revealed it, and it's upon him to protect it against corruption. That's why you cannot find a single corruption or contradiction in it. But if you look into the Bible, Christian scholars of the highest denominations have admitted and said the books have changed. There's 60, I found them saying there's 63 books, 82, 84, 70, something, something. There's so many books, let alone John chapter 7, 53 to Mark 11. Go to your Bibles, look at the footnote. It will tell you these verses do not exist in the original scripture. Who changed them? This is very important.
Reason number four, thinking about their view of heaven and hell, in particular women when it comes to heaven and hell, is that when a man dies and goes to paradise, their version of heaven, it teaches that he gets X amount of virgin wives and women to sleep with. The reason why that doesn't make sense, I'm not...
Okay, firstly, yes, in paradise, we are not going to hop along like hippies and play the piano and, you know, just sing along. There is going to be intercourse, but not the kind of sex that you're thinking of, you know, where you're using a woman or degrading, not in that manner. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, that there will be alcohol in heaven, but not the alcohol, the pure alcohol, yeah? So this is what it's talking about. Of course, and it's going to be the same for a woman. She's going to have a partner.
I'm not even going to speak about how carnal that sounds, about just a man getting all of these women that he can just now have sex with.
See, there you go. The only reason that comes to his mind is because if you have a dirty mind, anything that you're told regarding that is going to be dirty. Okay, it must be like that. No, the thing is, it's I'm not saying him, but generally when people come with this thing, it's just because they have a perverted thinking, thought process, they think anything related to that, anyone that does it, it's in that manner as well.
How it also says that there are way more women in hell than in paradise. If more...
Yes, that's true. The Prophet ﷺ has said that. But there's never other narration that say there will come a time where there will be one man to 40 women. Yeah. So scholars have said that could be based on there's more women on this since they Adam till now, till day of judgment, that more women are going to exist than men. That could be one explanation to that.
Women go to hell, then to heaven. Then how are there way more women than men in heaven?
That's 72 virgins. That's what God has created. That's they're not humans. They did not go through the test of life. They are what Allah has created. They're separate. So this is where he's getting confused.
Because when you do the math, think about it logically. If for every...
Okay, think about it logically. Look at the example you're saying.
Man in paradise or heaven, there are 72 women. Then in essence, there are more women than men in heaven.
So the way he's thinking, he's right. If you think of it like that, if there's more women in hell, then how's there going to be... more in it doesn't make sense. Well, to be honest, exactly the way I explained to you is that the 72 virgins there is talking about what Allah is creating. They're not humans. That's what they're Quralain. Yeah. So now, going by with this logic, then from what you, because you found that very profound, like, how could that be? Well, how could you explain to me logically that the 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is not 3 but 1? It's against logic. You should once again reject or denounce Christianity with that thinking, because that definitely doesn't make sense and there's no explanation to it.
Lastly, reason number 5, and really this is the most important reason, they do not offer a way of salvation, a way you can truly be saved. All of these different things that you have to do in order to reach Allah, there is no actual way for them to verify if they've done enough. But you never really know if you've done enough until you die. Let's say you just converted to Islam. Let's say you've only been a Muslim for about 5 years. You know, have you done enough within those 5 years? Let's say you just converted last week and you die today. Do you have salvation? Are you not able to enter paradise and be with Allah for all?
So basically, the flaw that he has in this argument is that he's claiming that, for example, we as Muslims, is based on our righteous deeds. Yes, Allah does talk about that. It is based on our righteous deeds. But also, we are told that we will enter paradise with the mercy of God. So what that means is just because God has his tells us to do righteous deeds, doesn't mean it's all based on action. The question that he says about somebody coming to Islam, they're in a better position because we believe when a person comes to Islam, and we hope that our friend here accepts Islam and looks into it properly, that when he comes to Islam, all his previous sins are wiped away. So he's actually in a better position that if he dies in that state, he's going to face God Almighty with no sins. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So we are told to put action forward and also rely on the mercy of God. But with Christianity, it's that there was a blood sacrifice and that sacrifice paid for it all. We say, no, innocent person should not die for anybody's sin. God is not a bloodthirsty God where he would want an innocent person to die. All God requires from you is to do righteous actions and also repent to God if you fall into sin, which you are. It's as simple as that. And because of this belief system in Christianity, that's the reason why a lot of Christians, sadly today, not all, Look, some of them, because like I said before, Allah says in the Quran, لَيْسَ سَوَاءً, that they are not all the same. So what that means is sometimes you've got people going to the church and they're dressed like they're going to a club, you know? And I'm sure he agrees with me on this matter as well. So that's why this concept of Jesus died for our sins causes into a person's psychology, I don't need to do much. And if you go to the book of James, it says that faith with no works is dead. So therefore, they have to put in works as well.
All of eternity.
Okay, guys, so don't forget to subscribe to our new channel. Here's the Salam Initiative, if you search Salam Initiative. And subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe. We've got amazing videos coming very soon. And on this specific channel, we're going to be bringing some special videos and behind-the-scenes footage as well. Don't forget to subscribe and support our works. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.